Welcome back to the Home Run with Dave on a Wednesday afternoon. It's the 27th day of September. And I don't know if you caught the program last night on Poker Machine on the ABC, but Bill Brown has done some research and he's joining us. Bill, some interesting revelations to come from your research.
That's right. Well, the first interesting revelation came from the polling that the Australia Institute Tasmania did of the electorate of Franklin, finding overwhelming support, being over 80% support for either phasing out pokies altogether or reducing their number.
It's an interesting electorate to have set on, Franklin covering quite a larger part of the area of the southern part of Tasmania, but the area in Tasmania with the biggest problem, of course, is Denison, with, I think, Glenorchy, the area where the most number of most amount of money, I should say, is lost in the poker machines.
Yeah, that's right. And we'd love to survey the other electorates too and see if things are similar there. I suspect you'll find that across the state there's a very similar sentiment, though. We saw a very low number of undecideds, just 2.6%, which suggests that Tasmanians have strong opinions on poker machines.
Of course, our government has been conducting a review of poker machines and licences going forward, and they've received a lot of submissions, and at the same time there's been a lot of lobbying back and forward, and it's very uncertain as to what the future might hold.
That's right. One of the most interesting suggestions coming from Anglecare, they had Professor John Mangan do some modelling of their proposal to phase out poker machines in hotels and clubs, leaving just the casino poker machines.
That seems it's the status quo as it was originally introduced when they first decided to have our pokies here in Tasmania. They weren't ever supposed to proliferate, but I suppose to a certain extent, Bill, it's much like it is in other parts of the country, whether it be Canberra, New South Wales, Queensland, or even Victoria.
That's right. And the spread of these machines can be connected quite directly to problem gambling situations. Tasmania, for example, you see 80% of problem gamblers identifying poker machines as the main way in which they lose money. And of those, the majority, about two-thirds, say that it's the hotel and club poker machines that are causing the problem. So it may have started with the casinos, but it certainly hasn't ended there.
And as we found out a little earlier this week here in Tasmania, you probably won't be aware of it, but a number of the poker machine venues in hotels are actually open to 3, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
I wasn't aware of that, but it's hard to imagine that you'd have many regular punters there at those hours.
Well, you'd like to think not, but I would suspect, Bill, anecdotally speaking, at least those would be the people that were perhaps are having the problems with the gambling.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. If you look at some of the numbers of the very highest risk gamblers, they're a very small percentage of the population. Medium and high risk gamblers together are about 2.5%, but they lose over 20% of the total of losses in Tasmania to poker machines. So these people are losing a lot more money. They're probably using poker machines a lot more often, and if what you say is correct, then they're probably losing them at different times of the day as well.
And I suppose there's also, therefore, a knock-on effect, isn't there, for families that may not just have the money that they need, be it for the rent or for food or just for the basic essentials.
That's right, and that was assessed in the second social and economic study done by Allen Consulting in 2011. Obviously, it's very difficult to determine, firstly, how much of these negative effects occur, and then secondly, to put any kind of dollar figure on it. But their attempts show that something like tens of millions up to over $150 million per year is suffered in costs by problem gamblers, by their families, by their friends, by the community as a whole. And that's starting to be at levels that, it certainly exceeds the amount of revenue from poker machines received by the government, but it's also starting to exceed any benefit from poker machines at all.
It's a very difficult one, and the government are putting a lot of thought into it. It'll be interesting to see what unfolds once the report comes out and they decide on what's for the future. Bill, thank you for doing your work into poker machines and joining us to talk about it on the Home Run this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Dave.